Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
Swearing under her breath, Jaina pulled on a rope and moved to the door of her quarters. She nearly tripped over a waste receptacle in the darkness and decided that it was good her observer hadn't seen that. It wouldn't do for word to spread that the Jedi could be klutzes like anyone else. In the outer chamber, at the door to the hall, she hit the button to turn on the lights and another to open the door. It slid up, revealing Jedi Tekly in the act of pressing the door chime button for the third time. Not waiting for an invitation, the Chadrafan Jedi, fur-covered with big ears and gnawing upper incisors that gave her a cute, pet-like appearance that caused her no end of trouble with children, rushed in.
"Darkmeld! Darkmeld!"
she said. The word sent a thrill of coldness through Jaina's insides. Darkmeld was a word of Jaina's own invention, part of a plan she'd put into motion after her last conversation with Master Hamner. Only a few Jedi, whom Jaina trusted and who were not masters, knew the term, knew that it referred to Jaina's new circle of conspirators. An even smaller number of non-Jedi knew it. Jaina hit the button again to slide the door shut. She found herself whispering without meaning to.
"What is it?"
Tekly stood before Jaina's desk, putting her weight first on one foot, then the other, an unconscious dance of agitation.
"I saw him."
"Who?"
"I was at the prison. Master Silgal has a plan to keep pressure up on the authorities to let us examine Valen. She visits once per day, staying for an hour or two to annoy them, and I do so in the evenings."
"So you saw Valen?"
"No, Jedi Helen."
Jaina blinked.
"Seth Helen? He's in prison?"
"No, he's outside it, dressed as a workman, entering the underground through a worker's access hatch."
Jaina whistled.
"He has to be evaluating the prison defenses, so he can break Valen out."
"That was my thought. He didn't see me. I don't think he even felt me. I wasn't using any force abilities. I felt surprised when I saw him, but I suppressed it pretty quickly. He made no reaction suggesting he felt anything. I think I got away with it cold. I came straight here, straight to you."
Tekly began pacing, gesturing as she talked.
"We have to have him. We can't study Valen, but if we can get Seth, study him without the government knowing we have him."
Wait.
Jaina's mind raced.
"We need to be sure he has the same condition Valen does."
"All evidence suggests it. What's more, he came back to Coruscant without notifying the temple he was here. And now he's staking out the facility where the only other Jedi who behaves like him is being held. Besides, if we're wrong, we can let him go."
"Right."
Jaina checked her chrono. It had been only 2 hours since Dab had awakened her with one of his random checks of her whereabouts. This meant that in all probability, she had several hours to act before he'd check in again. She should be able to sneak out for a while.
"All right. I'm going to mobilize some people I've contacted about our little Darkmeld conspiracy. You need to set things up here so that when we bring Seth in, whether it's tonight or later, we have a secret place to hold and evaluate him."
Understood.
Tekly nodded so fast it made her fur sway, and Jaina wondered what would happen if the Chadrafan were to drink a couple of cups of caff while in this state. Tekly moved to the door and reached up to slap the button.
"Sorry to cost you sleep."
"Don't worry. It's worth it."